November is National Diabetes Month, and the theme for this year is Take Charge of Tomorrow, Preventing Diabetes Health Problems. Now celebrating its 10th anniversary, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, has been in the forefront of looking after the needs of diabetics and pre-diabetics in Barbados. Whether it's diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, podiatry services, advice on nutrition, our range of diabetes specialists, doctors, and nurses are available to fulfill your diabetic needs. Call and make an appointment today at 243-3937 or 417-0305. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center. BARP members get 10% off.
God bless them on Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day, Barbados! This is the Maria Holder Diabetes Center radio show coming to you earlier this morning because it's Independence Day! So we decided we would come and drink some tea with you this morning as we also celebrate the last day of Diabetes Month! There's Alfonso here! Since it's Independence, I say we'll come and assist in the show this morning to get a real Bajan flavor. So in today's show, for you know what it is, you should not be putting sugar in your tea in the morning.
Even a few teaspoons full of sugar will absolutely spike up your blood sugar.
And also here's some tips on how you can check your feet at home if you is diabetic.
Check your feet daily.
And since this is Independence, I would also be giving you some good old time Bajan sayings in between. Listen further. All this and more in the next 15 healthy minutes you hear on VOB with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that is there for you during Independence, Christmas, and all the time, Republic Bank. I didn't know that.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair. Come sit and come share. Republic Bank, you can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
Good morning to Larry and everybody listening to VOB. It's Independence and I is so fussy as we celebrate 58 years of independence today. You know something else that you should also celebrate? You know that the Barbados Diabetes Foundation was founded all the way back in 2001? For true. And then it was managed the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for the Caribbean located in Warren St. Michael, who is celebrating 10 years this year. So if you is diabetic or pre-diabetic, you need to be going there. But I digress. It's time for a Bajan saying. I promise you a Bajan saying. This is one. What sweeter goat mouth does bunny tail? You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Larry? Listen, that means a source of great pleasure may be a problem later on. And that is exactly what's happened when you put too much sugar in your tea. It tastes sweet and then next you know it's become a problem. So the question that I have for nutritionist Victoria Cost this morning is if I only put a small amount of sugar in my tea, if it's alright.
So even if you're only adding what we might think is a small amount of sugar in our tea, it adds up very quickly, and especially if you're living with diabetes or pre-diabetes, even a few teaspoons full of sugar will absolutely spike up your blood sugar, and that's really not the way that we want to start off our day. And every level teaspoon of sugar has about 4 grams of sugar in it, so like I said, it does add up really quickly. And you know, unfortunately, there's no benefit to swapping out regular sugar for honey or another similar natural sweetener. The reality is they're all just different types of natural sugar, and they will all contribute to an unwanted spike in blood sugar levels, as well as an additional set of calories as far as how we're starting off our day.
Thank you, Victoria! You know you're only drinking sugarless tea from the wine. Are you drinking some? It don't taste bad. Don't put a sugar in your tea here, Larry. Next, be just say, every pig got his Saturday. I picked that one because Dr. Bradford says she never heard that one yet, so she learned something. It means everybody will pay for their deeds at some point. So with that, we bring in Dr. Diane Bradford to give me the 8-week challenge for this week. Happy Saturday, Dr. D!
Hello, good morning. Another happy Saturday morning and happy Independence, Barbados. We at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for the Caribbean couldn't be more pleased than to have the opportunity to greet you on our Independence Day or slash our Republic Day. But I think we will always celebrate Independence Day. And Alfonso, what are you doing for Independence?
I go to the Independence Day parade and eat a conkeys.
I hope it is going to be the healthy version of conkeys in smaller portions. And obviously, if you're going to have the conkeys, you're going to trim back on some of the carbs. In reality, your health is what matters. Your health is what's going to take you throughout this lifetime and allow you just to enjoy things, enjoy life, enjoy your family, enjoy your activities. When your health declines, doing those things can become much harder. But if you are that person who's living with some of the complications of diabetes, having a healthy lifestyle can definitely still improve the quality of your life by leaps and bounds. I have seen people come in walking on canes, in wheelchairs, who were able to walk out quite briskly after engaging in physical activity programs. And I must say, I want to thank our manager at the Maria Hole Diabetes Center for the Caribbean, Marcia Hughes, who actually prepared the different challenges. So thank you very much, Marcia. It was a great idea. What kind of plan do you have for your eating and nutrition? Are you eating out more often than you should be? Do you have a plan for cooking? What about your physical activity plan? Are you exercising regularly in some form or fashion? What about things like sleep, stress? Do you take a day off? Do you have that day where you can connect spiritually? I want us to think as we move on, let's make a plan for the next 3 months. And I dare you people out there, and those living with diabetes, don't let Christmas take you by storm. We see people living 2 and 3 month Christmases. And what happens during the season? The blood sugar control spirals out of control. Then they have to get it back in check somewhere like February or when they decide, okay, let's get this thing sorted. Don't let that be you. So let's make a plan. Let's start creating some positive habits in our lives and not just living for moments. If you feel led, please include in any social media posts, hashtag health for life, and tag us at the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. Happy Independence. November was Diabetes Month, but I'm going to say that every month is Diabetes Month. Live consciously and live well. Bye-bye. Happy Independence. Mr. Peter Boyce, our host. And of course, last but not least, and certainly the most important, Happy Independence, Alfonso, and Happy Independence, Barbados.
Today's not a day. As we go into our song of the day, today Independence Day, this is Edwin Yearwood with Doing This Again. Compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank, wishing you happy independence.
Happy Independence, Barbados.
Every time it comes around, we'll have a ball. That's why I'm doing this again. Practicing up, proving this again. Doing this again.
Celebrate.
Proving this again. Doing this again.
Join that one.
Singing out
happy birthday to my land.
And happy Independence, Barbados.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, serving you through Diabetes Month and beyond.
As we continue on the Maria Holder Diabetes Center Radio Show, Alfonso here. Another major saying is, the devil does fine work for idle hands. You know what that means? That means that if you're at home and your hands idle, the devil gonna find something for you to do. So we asked podiatrist Miss Louise Robinson, what can diabetics who are at home do to check their feet at home so they can keep their hands busy? And also make sure that the foot healthy.
See a podiatrist is one on a regular basis. either twice yearly for prevention. Watch your sugar level. That's important. You know, diabetes is not just about the feet, it's holistic. It's about your eyes, your kidneys, your heart, everything. So check your feet daily. And what you're looking for is look between the toes. Make sure you dry between the toes. Don't let the skin get wet from sweat. Wash your feet every day. So important. Keep hygiene. Moisturise your feet, but never in between the toes. But moisturise the bottom of your feet, because that is skin also. So keep your skin intact. And please, please, don't walk around barefoot. Just put something on your feet, because if you get anything stuck in the foot, you will probably, as a diabetic, will not know about it until it's too late. And sadly, we've seen far too much of that. That's why you should come and get your feet and toenails cut by us. So I'm here at the Diabetic Centre, at the Maria Holder Centre at Warren's. I'm here on 3 days doing everything that I was talking about. So please, it's Diabetic Month. Reach out to us. I can do a foot care assessment, footwear assessment, look at orthotics and inserts, talk about general education, how to not lose your toes, and what to look out for and prevent a condition people have heard of, osteomyelitis. That's a bone infection. We need to stop it getting that far. We need to stop the amputations, and we need to be saving lives. And that is what I'm here to do with the other physicians at the Maria Holder Centre. So please, people, just book appointment. Come and see us. We're a great team, and we're here to help and to fight against diabetes.
Thank you, podiatrist Miss Robinson. Remember that Louise Robinson will be doing foot screening at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center on Saturday the 14th of December from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Call and book an appointment. Do it right now before you forget. 417-0305. Bring out your foot and come. Don't turn out without your foot, and then next you know you gotta go back home and get them. 14th of December, foot screenings at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. If you're listening to VOB right now, I want to thank you for listening. Remember, if you is diabetic or pre-diabetic, you can find all the diabetic services you will ever need at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, so make sure you go there. This is Alfonso. Happy Independence! And this is Peter Boyce here. See you next week when we will be back at our usual 9 a.m. Saturday time. Happy Independence from the Maria Holder Diabetes Center! I said that already, idiot.
For a long time, I was prolonging not had my eyes, you know, I went to get an eye screening. I checked for a long time. But because of the, I had a cataract operation 5 years ago at the hospital. And then when they would go to the hospital, because of the amount of people that goes to the clinic there, you don't always get special attention. And just about a couple months ago, Diabetes Foundation, they had called me, Dr. Prophet, send the message that they were doing the eye screening program. And I went and I had my eyes done. Both me and my fiance, and I can say that I was well satisfied with what they did with the result. Right now the cataract is under control, so I would say yes, that is very good. It's very good for diabetic.
For over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic-related query or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.